Okay, gentlemen, let's go. Let's go. So we have, I want to just bring you back up to speed from yesterday a little bit, because we're a little in the middle. So the Gemara has a Shaka V'Tarya. We have a din of Nimsa Echamim Karba Pasal Kulam B'Telim. So the Gemara asks, Me Ata Harug Yatzil. So Keshogah Me'achorav. Nirba Yatzil. Keshorav Me'achorav. Horeg V'rovea Yatzil Ishtik. So let the victim, let the perpetrator, let them be Edim. Because after all, they are Edei Re'iyah. And maybe we're Kovei the Kat Mishas Re'iyah. At that point, they're part of the Kat. And Nimsa Echamim Karba Pasal Kulam B'Telim. And the Gemara says, well, I'm stumped, ishtik. And then, ki asla kamei de rava, amar le, yakum davar. B'mekayme davar ha-kosav medaber. And yesterday we saw that, how does Tosis understand that language, yakum davar, b'mekayme davar ha-kosav medaber? Is that the havamino of the Gemara thought that when are we kovei the shame aid? At Shas Re'iyah. And now the Gemara says, no, it's b'mekayme davar ha-kosav medaber, and said Tosis that we saw yesterday, what is it, b'mekayme davar? It's referring to kishaboyim l'kayim hadavar v'beizdin. We're not talking about when they abstractly see the edus, but when they're actually coming in to give the edus, they're testifying. That's what's kovei the shem eid. Since the horeg and the neherag are not coming in to give edus, the neherag is dead, the horeg is the horeg, so therefore they are not going to pasul the kat. And we can go ahead and proceed. That's how Tosis learns. What then is the difference between the shem kat when it comes to kasha zama and the shem kat when it comes to nimzachim and karbu pasul? When it comes to edim zom, they have to testify token edibur. When it comes to nimzachim and karbu pasul, as long as they give the haggadah on the same case, that will create them as a kat, even if it's not within token edibur. And we were a little bothered because Tosis made a big, big fuss about Rashi, who says it's all mishas hagada? When what? It's all about hagada. Tosas asks, "What do you mean? Harug yatzil, etc." And Tosas basically gets to the same place, and we're a little bothered. He's asking on the havamina where Tosas and Maskan is getting to the same place Rashi was all along, and then machlokas Rashi and Tosas can be a very narrow one, and that is according to Rashi nitok deibel chal davar, and according to Tosas nitok deibel for Kasha Zamam, you do not need Tokedei Dibur, you just need Haggadah for Nimsachamim Karbu Pasul, and that's where we left off yesterday. Good? Okay. Now, I'm just telling you that the way Rashi learns the Maskana Sagamara, I'm telling you right now, is not how Tosas learns the Maskana Sagamara. We're going to learn Rashi in the Maskana. I'm not going to explain Rashi. I'm just going to like put it out there. But I'm telling you, as like I'm giving away the story, the end of the story is Rashi is not learning like Tosis. Let's take a look at Rashi. So Rashi writes, let's see, Harug Yatzil. Rashi says, Harug Yatzil, Rabbi Yossi, Damra Apollo, Hisru, Shalonis Kavin Lahoid, who Matzil, even if without Kavan Lahoid, who's going to be Matzil, as Anidom, and they Kurva. So Harug Nami Yatzil, Anidom, Shari, Gam, who Rav, who Karbates, Atzma. So Kishaharug, Meachorav. And that way, miskaimim kolam mikrosh mechayven esa rotzeg lihorek. So every pasuk that speaks about a rotzeg mechayv misa is bahargul achorav. And then Rashi says the maskana is yakum davar ksiv bahaykra al pi shnayim edim yakum davar b'mekayim davar. What does that mean? It says yakum davar bahaykra sha'asan lekulam kishnayim dehaynu ha'edim. Avalo ba'ose hadavar. Edim and not ose hadavar. I'm just going to explain very cryptically. I'm being vague on purpose. So why is the horuk or the rotseach, the nerag or the rotseach, why are they not going to pass the entire kat? Because who's going to pass the kat? The edim are going to pass the kat. And they are not Edim, they are Ose Davar. They're Balei Dvarim. They're the case, not Edim. The Nerag, he's a Bal Davar. He's a Bal Davar, he's the victim. It was done to him, he's a victim, he's a Bal Davar. So therefore he is not called, he's not Edim. When do we say Nimsa Echamim Kol Apostle?
He didn't
when it comes to Edim. Are these guys Edim?
I don't like these. But he is.
Is he? He's not. Yeah, he's bothered by Osei Dover. He's not the Rotzeach, but he's a Baal Dover. He is the case. He's not an aid. He's the case. The victim and the... Okay, now you could argue that he's playing like Tosis. Are they giving testimony? You're only going to pass the cot if you are aided. And not if you're... not aided. But he's saying this, Edim avaloba osei davar. So just hold on to that, and now we're going to start to learn the sukkah. Okay, are you ready? Okay, as you start, I asked, where do we start? We start with Tosis. So it's a very, very juicy and delicious sugya in Masechet Sanhedrin. In Tosis over here, he references in Sanhedrin a fascinating, fascinating sugya. Famous sugya, and let's do it inside. We'll go nice and slow. So the Gemara says, Nir b'yatzil. So if a person is roveya, sodomizes someone else, so the nirva is an eyewitness, he should be matzil. So it says Tosis, what's the psul? Mipneishu sone shel rova. Because he's a sone. Obviously, he's not too happy about this. So the Gemara says, after all, we're talking about a case of Baal Onsa. It happened, how? Rape, Baones. So therefore, the victim, the nirva, is a what?
Sone.
Is a sone. Good. Okay. V'lo nireh. D'amukha b'perkam in Sanhedrin, the nirva la Onsa, kashla edus. A nirva is kashla edus. So therefore, you can't tell me that over here it's La'onsa because he'd be Kasher Eid. Why is he Kasher Eidus? Why is he Kasher Eidus?
Yeah.
Why is he Kasher Eidus? Why is he Kasher Eidus? Why wouldn't he be Kasher Eidus?
Yeah, you witnessed it out.
He's a witness. Yeah. And he's testifying to the other guy. Oh, so he'd be puzzled as a sone, Tosis says. But on the other hand, we're saying now that he's kashleidus. So, like, what's going on? So it says tos v'yesh liyashev. So our sugya is not talking about an ones because we're saying it's pasul, and we learn over there that he's kosher. So apparently, there's no psul of sone. That's what Tosis is suggesting.
By case of
ones, there's no psul of sone, and a nirbala aines is kashla edus. So what's our sugar which suggests he's pasla edus? Our sugar must be talking about a case of nirba lirtsona. That's happening
consensually.
In which case, why then would he be a pasla aid? What's the psul? Why is he? No, he's pasla because he's a rasha. He's a rasha. And a rasha is pasla edus. Says Tosis, Parak the Bahaki Iri Kra. And in fact, that's what the Pasuk told Matik Sibu Mesu Gam Shneem, Dahainu Baratza. Ulahaki Parak. So now the Gemara is asking, I'm putting this into the Gemara, Yatzil HaNirba. The Nirba should be Matzil, because he's an aid puzzle when it's done Lirtsona. And Afilu Yesh Eidim Aharbe Badavar. And even if there's a lot of Eidim over here, so 10 Eidim see it. But he's now number 11, and he's puzzle Lone Nesh Sono. It's Laratzon. If it's Laratzon, it's not being done. He's not a Sone, right? Right? He's not a Sone. Kevin Shalurtzono. Ella Mipnei Shuhu Karov La'atzma. So the psul is because when I testify, Ploni Rivani Lirtzoni, I'm also testifying about myself. Correct?
Yeah.
Correct? And when I'm testifying about myself, I am implicating myself. Yes, I'm implicating myself. And when I implicate myself, so I'm a karov to myself, and therefore I'm pasale edus. And once I'm pasale edus, so one eid is pasale, what's going to happen to the rest of the cat? The rest of the cat is pasale. So Tosis sets up our sugya as follows. You have a din of Ploni, Rivani, Lirtsoni. And we have this victim, well, I'm not calling the victim, the nirba is going to be an aid. You have plus other aidin. He is puzzled because Adam Karov Eksel Atzmo, which will invalidate the rest of the Kat.
That's kind of the case. The rapist is the same thing as him there, because they're both consensually doing it. And you wouldn't say the same thing by the rapist, that, oh, he was there and he's possible for the case because he's in Russia.
Why not? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Roveya, what about the Roveya? The Roveya. Yeah. Again, here he's giving the Eidus. Ploni Rivanu Itzoni. By the Roveya, he's not giving the Eidus.
So it's only because he came into court.
Let's see. So now the Gemara says, now Tosis says, I have a kasha. If this is how you're setting up our case of Nirba Yatzil is a case of Ploni Rivani Lertzoni. Why can it not be Ploni Rivani Lertzoni? Because, according to Tosis, he's kasha lahai. So it must be this case of Ploni Rivani Lertzoni. That's the case. He's possibly because he is Karetzel Atzmo, and that's going to invalidate the entire kat. So far, so good.
I feel like just technically the way setting it, saying that the case of Mara is Barat, it doesn't set up well with the way that it's grouped together with Haros. It doesn't necessarily make it. Haros doesn't fit with what Mara is saying, because Haros is a case of, they wouldn't group Nirva together with Haros. Why not? If Nirva, you're not consensually getting killed.
That's your question. Yeah, yeah, that's your question. Yeah, yeah, saying that it is from Lashmosh, like, it doesn't really make sense. Right, it's dogma for sure, but it doesn't really make sense. Not because you don't always get it. Okay, I mean, it does make sense, it's just inconsistent with Haruk. It makes sense, but it makes sense. Okay, I hear.
Haruk
is puzzle. Haruk?
Why is the guy who got killed puzzle?
Why is the victim puzzle?
Yeah,
he's puzzle because he's a Baal Dover.
With what we just said.
He's Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma. That's why. Same reason. Adam Karav Eitzel.
But if it was, let's say it was just an onus by the case of evasion, he would be allowed to testify.
If it's a case of, yes.
We said so that.
If it's the same thing by murder, he would be allowed to testify. Like he's dead, so he can't testify.
Hold on. Let's hold on for a second.
Just last thing. I think it's very clear talking about a case of Rovea Baones, because if it wasn't, it would have used a case of a guy punching somebody in the face.
It's clearly not talking about that. It can't be talking about that.
But then it doesn't flow over.
But then he's Kashla Edus, so it can't be talking about it.
Well, it's still better, there's no reason that you'd be. Let's see the kasha.
Rabosai, let's see the kasha. I hear the ha'ara. It's a fair ha'ara, but it is what it is. Like it's not a kasha. It's a ha'ara, and the ha'ara means the case of ha'ara is not identical to the case of Nirba. That's true. Ain't a chanam. V'kasha. So now Tosis says, I have a problem in Masechet Sanhedrin. Because in Masechet Sanhedrin, Aminon, Ploni, Rivani, Lertzoni, Hu, V'acher, Mitztarfin, Lahargo. Meaning what? When I say Ploni, Rivani, Lertzoni, this Nirba plus an aid will work to kill the Roveh. To kill the Roveh. So what do you see? Even in a case of Ploni Rivani Lertzoni, what's the halacha? He's kasha lahoy. So you can't tell, he's kasha lahoy. Now you ask me, kasha, how in the world is he kasha lahoy? After all, he is a
Russia.
He's a Russia, and he's a Baal Dover. And how in the world can he now be mitzdarev, the victim, the nirba, how can he be mitzdarev with someone else to kill the Roveh? How is that possible? Satosa says, based on the Sugin Sanhedrin, which I hope you saw, that B'yesh Lomar, let's stop here for a second. Let's just see that Sugin Sanhedrin, very famous and important sugya, and I think you'll be able to understand this Tosis with that Gemara. So take a look, please, at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Yosef Ploni Rava'o La'onzo, if it's a case of Ones, Huva Acham Itztar from Lahorgo. Lertzono, but if it happened Lerotzo, meaning the Nirba is involved, actively is interested, then Rashahu, Vatora Omra Al Toshes Rasha 8. So he's a Rasha, and the Torah says you're not allowed to be a Rasha, cannot be an 8. If he can't be an 8, so how in the world can he be Mitztar? So in the case of Aines, is he a Rasha?
No.
In the case of Ratzon, he's a Rasha. How in the world does that happen? So Rava says an absolutely stunning answer. Rava Amar, Adam karav etzel atzmo. A person is a karav to himself. Ve'ein Adam mesim atzmo rasha. You cannot make yourself into a rasha. And therefore, we have a principle called palgina dibura. What does palgina dibura mean? We bifurcate his words. So when he says ploni rivani, we believe him. We believe him. Ploni committed revia. He's 100% nema. But now he says lirtsoni. Does he have nemanus lirtsoni? No. Why not? Because in adam mesim atzmo rasha. So do we have edus that he's a rasha? No. Do we have two edim that ploni rava? Yes. So we can kill ploni.
What about the alpiyos?
We can kill ploni. Don't come on me. Stop with the come on. Stop. It's perfect. Hang on. Hang on. You know, if I said there's a rule against self-incrimination, a Fifth Amendment, that you'd accept.
No.
But to say ain't other mason matzma rasha, all of a sudden, what do you mean?
We had the whole story.
A person cannot incriminate himself.
Bifurcation. How do you become a Russian?
Listen. Hold on. It'll all be very clear in a moment. Just give it a chance. The Gemara Rava introduced a new yesod. You have no nemanis about yourself. If you want to ask me a kasha, there's a much better kasha to ask. Much better kasha, which you're not asking, which you should ask. I'll ask in a second. But let's just understand Rava one more time. So Rava says, when you go ahead and say ploni rivani, lirtsoni, you have no nemanis about yourself, so there's no edus that gets listened to that's valid lirtsoni. That's not recognized, because ain't other meis matzah rasha. So now we split his dibur, and now we have edus ploni rava. Lirtsoni we ignore. So now you have two edim on the rovea at his chayv nisa. Ad kan divrei rava. Now the Gemara takes it one step further. What if you have a guy who says, I'm a rava, ploni bo al ishti. Someone did what? Had relations with my wife. So in such a case, hu va'acha mitztarfen lahargo. The husband and another A can kill the boel. Avalo lahargo, but not her. Gemara says, Maika mashmalon, de mefalginon bidibura. Because we say, palginon dibura. We can go ahead and bifurcate. We can say, we'll believe him as to the guy, but we're saying she was a willful participant. And as to that, we don't believe the husband. Why not? So Gemara says, we can say palgina dibura. That we just said, that was the first case of plenary violence at Sony. Gemara says, ma'a detema adam karve etzel atzmo amrina. Etzel ishto lo amrinon kamashma lo. And we'll even use this svara based on ishto kegufo, again, with your wife, that you're not neman to call your wife a rasha, even though, just like you're not neman to call yourself a rasha. Okay, that's the Gemara. One second. Now, you want to ask me a kasha. Ask me a good kasha. Rabosai, we have a din that you're hopefully very familiar with called Nimsa Echad Mehem Karavu Pasul Kulam B'Tevim. If one aid is Pasul, all the aidim are Pasul. A corollary to that is Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. That if you have part of the Eidus is unacceptable, the entirety of the edus is unacceptable. If that's true, which is a direct corollary to Nimsach Mem Karv Apostle, so then what happened to that principle when it comes to this edus? Because what we're saying is, Ploni Rivana Litzoni is his edus. So he's admitting, I did it. Now, as to the edus to himself, what's the halacha? We don't believe him. We're mevatel that edus. That edus is eino neman because ein adam mesim atzma rasha. Adam karov etzel atzma. So he's carved himself. So that slice of the edus is not believed. Well, then we should throw the whole thing out because ein adam mesim atzma rasha. Edus shebatla miksasa batla kula. And this principle of palgina dibura directly flouts the principle of Eidah Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. So if you want to ask me a kasha, and you want to say the kasha well, that's the kasha you want to ask. Eli Rubin, I am not calling on you right now. And I'm not calling on either you either. Not now. No. No. Okay? So that is the linchpin. That's the difficult problem in the sugya. A big problem in the sugya. Now, we're going to solve that problem in a moment. But take a look now at the rest of Tosis. So how does Tosis understand our sugya? So Tosis says as follows. Watch this. So says Tosis, I'm going back to the kasha again. The kasha, the Masechet Sanhedrin, Minam Proni Levan Litzoni, Huva Acher Mitztarfin Lahargo. Rabosa, our case of Nirva Yatzil, says Tosis, is Ploni Rivani Litzoni. And our Havamina says that since he's Postula Eidus, because Adam Karvetzel Atzmo, the entire Eidus should be thrown out. So says Tosis, that's against the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where we say a person says Ploni Rivani Litzoni is accepted Eidus. Why is it accepted Eidus? Stop! Why is it accepted Eidus? Stop! So why is it accepted Eidus? So Tosis answers, we're going to make a technical distinction between the case in Sanhedrin and the case in Makos. What's the technical distinction? How many Eidim are we operating with? In Makos, we had 3 Eidim already that said Ploni, Rava, Lertzona. And now he joins those 3 and says, yes, Ploni, Rivani, Lirtzoni. So do we need him, to establish himself as a Rasha?
No.
No. We already have outside corroboration that he is a Rasha. And as such, I said it backwards. Our Gemara is this outside corroboration. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is him and one other aid. So says Tosas, V'yeshlomida hanimili. When do we say he's believed? And we say palgina dibura. Kileka sadusa me'alma derava l'tzona. V'leka sadusa elami huatzmo ve'acher. V'lachem palgina dibure. L'gabe dite lo mahamina le dekar v'etzel atzmo. Aval hacha, but in our sugya, Deika Eidim Shinir Balirtsono. That what? You have other Eidim. And they're testifying that he was near Balirtsono in such a case. Can he now give testimony? No, why? Because he's a Rasha. Ume Eidusa Nikra Rasha. Upasala Eidus. And that's why he's Pasala Eidus. The Einanut Srikhla Eiduso Kla. And we do not need his Eidus. Memela. Haru, nearby Yatzil. Why nearby Yatzil? Because he's already a Rasha, and now makes him Pasul, which Pasuls the rest of the Eidim. That is how Tosis learns the Sukkah. Now, it still leaves us with a kasha, how you understand Sanhedrin, because why don't we say, Eidus, Shebatla Miksasa, Batla Kula. That idea contradicts Palkina Dibur. And how did those two concepts mesh? And with that, we'll get an answer, and we'll plug that into Rashi, and hopefully we'll have a big yisod. Open up, please, to the Rush. Open up, please, to the Rush. Eli Mellet, do you feel stifled? Do you feel stifled?
No.
You can't.
You mean like stifled, like...
Like muzzled? Like little socks and shorbidisho?
This is my...
Yes, Yehuda!
In Sanhedrin, where we say we only believe that we don't believe that it was consensual, but we believe that guy that he did it.
Yeah.
It should make it
Oh, you could say is that the chiddush of mefalgina
palgina dibura.
Palgina dibura is that it's no longer one big edos that bala mitzasa bala kula is that now it's one, it's a separate edos which is mitzkayim on its own.
Okay, let's see the ripe. Let's see the ripe. The ripe in the Rus. Okay, Rabbo said the ripe is found in Osiyot Gimel, Shmuel, help Guzman. Osiyot Gimel in the Rush, Perek Aleph, and we're going to start in the nice Osvahadars. It's nicely bolded for us. If it's not bolded by you, try and find Vahavravid Zal Kosa Bichuvosa. Rabbo said this is a famous, famous Ravid, and a Ravid that you want to have in your back pocket. It's a very Chosav Ravid. So we're going to look inside. Shh. V'arayvitz al kasa b'tshuvosav. Shekol edus shebat l'miksasa machmas psul kurva but l'kula v'lo palgina dibura. When you have edus, that there's a karov involved, let's say. So that karov will say edus shebat l'miksasa but l'kula. You have a karov. He's pasul. Knocks out the entire kan. And you don't say palgina dibura. You don't say palgina dibura. The halo Palik Buhu Rachmana. The Amar Mashtai Ninsachman Karva Apostle, Edusam Betela, Av Sosha, Edusam Betela, Alma Lo Palginon Edusam. Right? He's saying what we know already. Nimsa Echaman Karva Apostle, we don't say Palgin Dibura. If one is Apostle, the Kat is Apostle. If part of the Edus is Apostle, the entire Edus is Apostle. That's the rule. So how does that jive with Sanhedrin Daf Tes? The Hoda Omar Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. The Ain Mesim Atzmo Russia. Stop there. What does that mean? Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. The Aino Mesim Atzmo Russia. What does that mean? When we say Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, you're your own relative. Ploni Rivani Lertsoni. In other Mesimats Morosha, you can't testify about yourself in order to make you into a Russia because you're a curve to yourself. Well, what does that really, really mean? What's the nature of the psul?
If you're going against it.
Well, what's the nature of the psul? So can I go in and testify I murdered someone? No. Can I testify by myself I was Michal Shabbos? No. I'm not a good aide. Why am I not a good aide? So there's language of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma. That's true. I'm my closest relative. What does that mean? Yeah!
If you would devise for your brother, then obviously you would devise for yourself.
Yeah, but here I'm implicating myself. I'm implicating. I'm saying not that I'm innocent. I'm saying I'm guilty.
No, just because of that concept.
Is it an issue of bias? Is that the point? Is it an issue of bias?
No, because it's the other
end. What's the issue? When I'm saying I murdered, I was Michal Shabbos, I ate shreif, I'm Chayv Malchus, so I'm a karov to myself. It's a bit of a potential misnomer. Yeah, I'm a karov, true. But that's not... So I'm trying to be an aide, but to myself. So I'm a karov to myself. What are we really saying?
Maybe he's really saying.
Yeah. I can't be an aide because what am I? I'm the case. I'm a baldover. It's one or the other. Either you're an aide, or you're the case. You're a baldover. A baldover cannot be an aide. That's what it means, Adam Karvetz L'Atzma. I'm a baldover. And therefore, I can't be an aide. Now, says the Ravid. I'm gonna give it away now, but there's a very lumdous Ravid over here. Okay, can a baldover be an aide? Yes or no?
For himself?
No. Now watch this. Here's the Chakir. Is the Pshat a Baal Dover is a puzzle aid? Or he doesn't have a Chalos Shame aid?
Well, then he wouldn't ruin the case.
Exactly.
It's not the Pshat that he's a puzzle aid. That a Karev, he's a puzzle. He's not a puzzle. He's a what? He doesn't have a Shame aid. And Mamela, if he doesn't have a Shame aid, do we apply the rule of Nimzach and Karev puzzle?
No.
When do you apply Nimzach and Karev puzzle? You're an aid who's a puzzle aid. But if he's not an aid, then one second. So now look at the words of the writer. So says the writer. V'hoda amar b'sanhedrin. Adam karvei tzal atzmo ve'ein meis matzal rosha ha'inu dafka k'shmeid al atzmo she'ein ze edus klal. It's not called edus. Ela k'mi she'ein odami. It's as if he's not even here. He's not testifying. She'ein adam nikra la'atzmo eid pasul k'dei she'nemar edus abad m'ksaz abad l'kula. V'damya. And you know where I got this from? Says the Ravid. You know where I got this idea from? I got this idea. Yeah, some of you timed it to me. Werner said, hey, this Ravid's on Daf Zion. Why are we learning it now? We're learning it now because of this line. Where'd I get this from? V'damya laha da'amar la'el da'vav b'mekayme dover ha'kosam edaber d'kihechi kishen nimsa echem in ha'edim karov u'pasol. Then yes, Edusan Bitela Hachanami Kishanimsa Echmeim Karva Pasal Shari Mixas Edusan Bitela Machmas Kurva. However, Vikihechi Shain Hahore Posel Eshar Ha'edin Mipne Shain Ani Kore Bo Edus Shabbat Mixas Badlakula Hachanami Kishumed Al Asmo Val Acher Bichlal Ein Ani Kore Bo Aid of Shabbat Mitzvahs about the Kula Fisha ain't a love same aid clout. In other words, Ploni Rivani Lertzoni. We say Palkina Dibura because what is his Aidus? What is he saying? Ploni Rivani, he's making two statements. This guy is a Roveya and I did Revia also. I did Revia with him. Now, when he says, I did the Revia, I did it Britsoni, what's that testimony? What's that testimony? I'm a Baldover as to that. I'm a Baldover. So is that Edus Puzzle, or it's not even Edus? It's not even Edus. So therefore, the remaining statement of Ploni Rava, is it not Batel? It's not Batel, because you don't say Eidus about the Mitzvahs about Lakul because the second half is not Eidus. Ain't other Mitzvahs are Rosh, I can call it Eitzel Atzmo. It's only the first half that's Eidus. That's Palginon Dibura. 1 second. Where did the Ravid get this idea from? He got it from our Gemara. Now go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara Davav. Our Gemara Davav says, Harug Yatzil. Nearby Yatzil. What did the Gemara think in Havamina? In the Havamina, what did the Gemara think? Nearby Yatzil, the Nearby should go ahead and save the day. Why is he going to save the day? Because he's going to testify Ploni Rivani Lirtsoni. And the Gemara assumes that that's called Eidus. That is called Eidus. And in the Havamina, how can you ever go ahead and put a Rover to death? Because the Nirva saw it, and he's an aid, and Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula Nimsa Akman Karva Pazukum Betela. And the Gemara says, no. Why? Amale Yokum Dava. Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dava. Bimekaime Dava Hakosav Medav. Says Rashi, remember where we started? Says Rashi, what does it mean by Mekame Davar? Ha'edim. Avalo the Osei Davar. So who are the Osei Davar? That's the Nirba. That's the Nerag. So that, you're not going to say Eidus Shebatla Miksasa Nimsech Mekarva Pasol, Because in order to say Nimzach Men Parav Tassel, what do you have to be?
Being
Eid! But is the Nir Ben Eid? No, he's a... He's not a Mekayme Dover, he's an... Osei Dover. An Osei Dover is not an Eid Pussel. He's not an Eid whatsoever. And that's how Rashi's learning the Sugya. So according to Rashi's vision of the Sugya, this Gemara is making... is the way Tosas learned is with the dangling, we're debating between what's the shame aid? Is the shame aid Mishas Re'iyah or is it Mishas Hagadah? Rashi's saying something entirely different. Rashi's saying, what's the Hagdara of an aid? When is a person called an aid? If he's an aid puzzle, then yes, Nimsak Mem Karu puzzle. I have a thought that if you're a Baal Davar, you're an aid puzzle. And therefore, Nimsak Mem Karu puzzle. The Maskana says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. And to be Nimsek Mem Karu puzzle, you have to be aid, not a Baal Davar, not an Osei Davar. Osei Davar is Nishkan Eid, and therefore is not going to generate a psul. And that's why you can put the Roveya to death, because the Nirba doesn't have a Shem Eid. Now, if you take a look, please, very quickly, take a look, please, at a Nesivus. There's a Nesivus in Choshen Mishpat, which just makes an interesting comment. And you'll think about this. Let's say you have, he writes over here, that I am Biurim, the second line, I am Biurim, the Afilu Imnase Pasul. Remember we had a discussion, what gives you the shame aid? Re'iyah or Haggadah? What's a Nafkamina, whether it's Re'iyah or Haggadah? Let's say he became a Psul aid after the Re'iyah, before the Haggadah. So will you say Nimsa Echman Karva Pasul? Because you weren't Pasul at the Re'iyah, you only Pasul at the Haggadah. Interesting question. Okay, but he says, "Afilim nas apostel ben reiyah la'agada nispat laha edus l'deazu," and then he quotes the Rif who says that it's kasha bazeh, and then he says, "Ein obdiriyur di isha v'katan v'goy ein lahem din karov apostel in zeh." What's he saying? What's he saying? Is an isha an eid psul? A psul? No. Is a katan an eid psul? Is a goy an eid psul? They're not eid psul. They're not Imsu. What are they? They're on the same aid. They're out of the parsha of Eidus. They're out of the parsha of Eidus. So it's not going to pass the rest of the cat. What's going to pass the rest of the cat? A brother will, a Russia will, a Gazlan will, a Mesachet Bekupya will. Those are Eidim who are Psulim. However, a person who doesn't have a Chalos Shem Eid, which includes now, according to the Sivan, Isha Katan Goy, and the Baal Dovar, and that says the Rav is a chiluk between the sugya Palgim Dibur and our sugya, and that is pshat in Rashi Mekayim Dovar. Have an excellent Erev Shabbos.